KCHZYB M1PJB.
4CBA mobile.
Are you about this evening, Jeff?
I'm sorry, I didn't copy that transmission. Come again, KB4CPA.
KB4CPA. This is Mexico 1, Papa Juliet Bravo, Northeast UK. I was just putting a call out for my friend Jeff, KC8ZYB, over there in Greenville.
Sorry, I can't repeat your call. I'm mobile, so I can't write it down. But anyway, I got a good copy on you. That sounds like you're on Echo Link. And correct me there if I'm wrong. And but anyway, I'm mobile here in Taylor's.
It's Mike 1, Papa Juliet Bravo, Dave, and I'm clear.
Thank you, Tom. Mike 1, Juliet Bravo. Is that correct? KP4CB. And mine's Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Yep, that's right. I think there was somebody else calling there as well. The call's Mike 1, Papa Juliet Bravo. And the operator name is Peter. Operator name's Peter. I logged in here this afternoon for the first time. I'm normally a semi-truck driver around the UK. And I talk to Jeff, KCHEYB, quite a lot through different modes. But today was the first time on using EchoLink, on using it through this one anyway.
Mike 1, Juliet Bravo, and name is Peter. Your accent's a little thick. I'm having a little trouble understanding you, but that and the loud exhaust of my Mustang is not a good combination. But anyway, I heard you say that you were a truck driver, and hats off to you. That's a tough job, and I've always wondered what it'd be like to drive an 18-wheeler, but I'm not sure I'd want to find out.
Yep, Mike 1, Papa Juliet Bravo. Well, it takes a certain breed, I think. You've got to be prepared to be satisfied with your own company for the majority of the time, I think. And you've got to have a lifetime membership fully paid up to the Never Home Club. If you're not in the Never Home Club, you ain't going to make no semi-driver.
Roger on that. I'm not sure I would have the patience. When I get behind the wheel, it's probably I really have to exercise a lot of patience sometimes, and I get easily frustrated behind the wheel. So, and being in this Mustang, sometimes I make some aggressive moves because I have the horsepower and I can. But I try not to do that. You know. But anyway, I think you said this is your first time on Echo Link. Sounding good there. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, it's not my first time on EchoLink. I've been on the EchoLink for quite a few years. Too many years, I think. But more often than not, I'll be found on All-Star. I enjoy using All-Star. I've been a stranger on there. Zello's quite reliable when you're out in the truck. It, that's quite good. But yeah, frustrating. It can get frustrating with the car drivers. But power. Yeah. All them horses don't really make power, do they? Not when you've got a 14-litre, 520-horsepower engine. The amount of torque in that, that's real power.
Dave, he's up near Scotland that you're talking to there. Send your old TR, and I'll back out and let you continue.
Well, I appreciate that. I thought he said the UK. But anyway, Peter, that was Tom in Zero TR. He was just giving me some information that I missed, and said you were in Scotland. And so anyway, it's unusual to talk to somebody from Scotland on 2 meters FM. You know, it's usually local. Folks in the area, you know, we can work about, well, sometimes 3 states. If we're lucky, if we can get into one repeater, it can cover up into Tennessee sometimes, and so we can work Georgia and Tennessee, parts of Georgia, I guess, and Tennessee. But anyway, or North Carolina, I'm sorry, in Tennessee. But it's mostly just for guys in the area here, especially when you're mobile.
Yep, very good afternoon to you, Tom. I'm not quite in Scotland, Tom. If I was in Scotland, I would have the call sign that would start Mike. But I'm only a Mike One, Papa Juliet Bravo. But you're very right. I'm in the northeast of England, and only, I don't know, 40 mile from the English-Scottish border. So, yeah. In fact, the nearest city, Newcastle, is where the Romans came over and built a wall. and no, they didn't call him Donald. They built a wall, a stone wall, from Newcastle to Carlisle to keep the Scottish out from England many centuries ago.
Talking to Jeff this morning, and that's why I knew you was from Cramlington in England. And I looked at your website and saw your truck, and it's really a nice rig. And I'll back out and let Dave talk to you, because you don't very often get to talk to folks that far away. Pleasure's all mine in 73. This is Enzo TR. Over to you, Dave.
I think there's another breaker in there, or go ahead, KB4 CBA.
Yes, if I just let you talk to that. See, the gentleman that sounded like he was from England or in England, are you when you were the 8th Army Air Force bases were at during World War II?
Your audio is kind of splattered on my radio anyway. I'm not really copying what you're saying, but anyway, go ahead, Peter.
The handle's Peter. Go again with a question, please.
My dad was stationed with 8th Army Air Corps B-17 outfit in northeast England during World War II. Are you anywhere close to that?
We're not too far away. We're in the village, like Tom said, of Cramlington, which is in the county of Northumberland.
I got a map at the house. When I get home, I'll put a button in it and see if I can figure it out. Yeah, he was over there with a B-17 outfit, and up until about a week ago, we thought he was a cook. It turns out he was a radioman gunner on B-17.
Talking about Peter.
I got that. very good. Yeah, you'll have, I'll hang out on here a bit more, now that I know that Jeff's on here. Yeah, I'll make this my local repeater for the time being, I think.
Let me go ahead and sign out with you. I'm not doing very good with the repeater for some reason. The blue folk will be good.
See if I got it. Yeah. Yeah, your audio is just a little distorted, or it sounds like it might be, I don't know that much about that, so there's just a little distortion in there, and I'm just having a hard time understanding what you're saying. And I am mobile, and I've got road noise too to deal with, so even though I've got an external speaker, it's still hard to comp you. But anyway, go ahead, Peter. I think the other station signed out there, KB4CBA.
Yep, KB4CBA M1PJB. I thought it was just this. I thought it was the link on my side, but I was really struggling to pick the words out in between. It was definitely rough around the edges, or I think you guys say hot. The audio was a bit hot. Well, we would have been coming over to the US. My wife and two children, or two of the children, would have been coming over this year in the not too distant future for a vacation for about 3 weeks, and we would have been going up to Hilton Head Island and Orlando, Florida, and that, but because of the wretched disease and the situation and everything, we had to cancel it all.
Yeah, my wife and I both had the COVID virus. Mine, I thought I had a cold. I was playing tennis with it. So when I tested positive, I had to let them know, because I was playing doubles and exposed three other guys. And but anyway, mine was pretty mild. I mean, I had some body aches, but the aspirin took care of that. And so I just went about my day. But my wife got pneumonia with hers, and she's having a rougher time getting over it. She's about over it, but she's still struggling just a little bit.
QF to Peter.
KB4CBA.
Thank you, KB4CBA. This is Larry. I'm over here in Spartanburg, and I've been copying you guys this afternoon as I got off of work, and I was just going to try to make an attempt to ask Peter how close he was to a little town called Nottingham.
I'm going to bail on you, so y'all go ahead and pick it up and have a key. So, good to talk to you, Peter. KB4CBA, clear.
KB4CBA, M1PJB. Absolute pleasure. I look forward to catching up again. You drive safe. 73, a little city in Nottingham. Well, I'll tell you now, before we go any further, I do not wear tights.
I understand that. Company I work for here in Spartanburg, South Carolina, we have a sister company in Nottingham. We build packaging machines. And just thought I would throw that one out there, and I'll let the other folks get back. I'm driving down the road as well. But nice to chat with you. I look forward to exploring the Echo Link a little more. But once again, I appreciate you coming back. This is Larry, KN4NUF. We're clear.
Okay, Larry, absolute pleasure to meet you. Yeah, Nottingham is in central UK. It'll be about 160 mile to the south of me. Roger?
160 miles get the opportunity to come to Hilton Head and also visit Orlando when you can. Hilton Head's a beautiful, beautiful place. Orlando, you can spend a lot of money.
Not as much as I'd like to spend. If I can twist the XYL Jenny's arm enough, we could always arrange for the vacation to be round about hamcation. But I'll keep that one under the pillow for now and see if I can survive a little while longer.
Situation, and I have a daughter getting married next year, so it looks like we're going to be 2 years out for our next Disney trip. But anyway, like I said, I'll clear the channel. I'm sure there may be some other folks that would like to QSO with you. Like I said, this is Larry, Kilo November 4, November Uniform Foxtrot. Clear.
Thank you, Larry. You drive safe as well, and look forward to meeting up again.
Bravo, this is Norway Zero Tango Radio. My name's Tom, and I enjoyed listening to you and talking to your friend Jeff this morning, Peter. And I just wanted to tell you, I think that was W4, Never Give Up, NGU. And you were quite correct. His microphone had way too much deviation, and unlike his normal signal, it was muffled quite a bit, Peter, and very hard to understand. But I'm pretty sure that's who it was. Back to you, Peter.
Yep, well, thanks very much for that, Tom. I was kind of worrying that it was at my end, because we have had some quite adverse weather over here. It's been snowing quite hard this afternoon when I was coming up, as you if you were listening to me and Jeff, you would have heard. Not quite as bad as last week. I was just over the border into Scotland, into the Cairngorms, and I parked up for the night, and the following morning took us 30 minutes to dig the truck out. We had a good 2 foot of snow up there. It was something else. Give him a minute, and I'll ring Jeff and see if he's about. I know he had errands to run, and I'll come back if he's around. But please excuse us for 2 minutes, Tom. And next time, don't just listen. Put out the call, even if it was just to say hi. There's too many people sit around and listen nowadays on the radio. I think that's part of the demise of it a bit. But it's great to talk.
Peter, my wife and I, of 52 years, were originally, up until 10 years ago, from Pittsburgh, Kansas, a little town up in southeast Kansas. And I know what snow is. I used to deliver papers, and I worked for a drugstore for a while, and I delivered drugs. I tell people, they kind of lift their eyebrows at that. But it was a drugstore, and had to do it on a motorcycle, and it was no fun at all. And I love to watch the Ice Road Truckers show on TV. I don't know if you folks get it over there or not. But enjoyed it very much, Peter, and I'll get out of here and let you go. I just wanted to say hi, 73, from Greer, South Carolina, 14 miles northeast of Greenville, South Carolina. And don't be a stranger. This is a wonderful repeater and a wonderful group of guys here. Mike 1, Papa Juliet, Bravo, and 0TR's clear.
Definitely be back, Tom. If not today, tomorrow. But best 73, and I'll go to see if I can find Jeff. Thanks very much to Dave for the use of the repeater or the link, and thanks everybody else for the call back. 73, this is Mike 1, Papa Juliet Bravo, Northeast UK.